This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas. And Texas is the place I didn't love to be.
I see what you did there, Tommy. Nicely done.
My exes live in Texas.
What a great song.
And that's why.
In Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Full circle.
Full circle.
Hit everything there.
Full circle.
The king.
Yep. My name's Mitch Notes, a.k.a. Thunder. He is Mason Crosby. We are the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon. And we'll be talking Bucks all day long. We got Drew Wagner coming up at 10 to talk Brewers, and he'll talk some Bucks as well. But it was an epic weekend. Thursday night through Saturday night in Green Bay. What a great time was had by all. What a great way for the state of Wisconsin to show off. Joining us now is Craig Way, the play-by-play voice of the Texas Longhorns. Craig, thanks for jumping on.
Mitch, Mason, great to be on with you guys again, especially since I reside in Mason's hometown of Georgetown, Texas, USA.
That's where I was going to start, actually.
So
do you guys need like a minute just to catch up on what's going on in Georgetown and how everything's going down there and what's new on Main Street and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, Craig.
You mentioned Maine. It's funny you mentioned that because Mason knows this. They have a charming square that the town itself was established in 1838, and it's a neat little historic town. And Mason, I don't know the last time you've been down here, but obviously all of Williamson County and everything has just exploded. Georgetown is like the third fastest growing city in the United States now, but it still has that small town charm, reminiscent of the time when Mason was drilling them through for the Georgetown Eagles.
That's right. Hey, Craig. Yeah, I appreciate you. Yeah, and the square there in Georgetown. My parents were just at Red Poppy Festival. They still live down there in Georgetown. My sister's still there with her family. So, I was back in Georgetown in December, right after Christmas. I get back there, you know, probably 3 to 5 times a year. I'll be back actually playing in a charity golf event, my mom's event at Georgetown Country Club on May 12th. So day after Mother's Day.
That's a great place. I live over in Berry Creek, and you know where that is.
Oh, sorry, not Georgetown Country Club. Did I say Georgetown Country Club? We actually are playing at Berry Creek. I don't know why I said Georgetown Country Club. I had Georgetown on the mind. We are actually playing at Berry Creek, where I used to live. I lived in Berry Creek whenever
Craig,
I was in high school.
What are you doing May 12th?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to put pressure on you.
I think I'm here. It's before we go off to Hoover, Alabama for the SEC baseball tournament, but it's actually before going to Oklahoma. So to close out the regular season. Yeah, I started to tell Mason to give a wave if you ask after you come off 15 green going to 16 tee because I'm just around the corner from there.
All right, nice. Yeah, just have a couple beers waiting for us.
Perfect.
You know, probably everyone's going to need them at that point. If the round's not going great, but yeah, my mom's event's the locker. She's been doing that a long time there in Georgetown for the schools. But I love reminiscing about Georgetown. But we gotta pick your brain about these Texas Longhorns that our Green Bay Packers drafted, and we're going to just start with that first overall pick. Packers took a wide receiver for the first time in 23 years, I believe, right? Yeah, 23 years, not since 2002, Javon Walker. So, like, just tell us about your guy, Matthew Golden, and what type of player we got.
Well, what is it the modern players like to say these days, Mason? He's a dog, kind of thing. And we don't usually ascribe that kind of phraseology to wide receivers. You know, we think of defensive linemen or linebackers or something like that. But Matthew is that kind of guy. He only played at Texas 1 year. He started off at Houston, and he was from the Houston area, and that's why I know you guys became well acquainted with that really heartwarming story about how he plans to buy back the house his grandmother used to live in and lost. Yeah, he's that kind of a quality human being. Got a chance to really get to know him in the one season he spent at Texas, but he was incredibly productive during that time, nearly 1,000 yards receiving, and he had a knack for the clutch. And we all like to hear about those guys who can make the clutch catch, and he was certainly one of those guys. I think he had 987, I think it was, receiving yards. He caught 9 touchdowns, and he made some spectacular grabs. There was one against Vanderbilt where he had a defender draped all over him. And then, of course, Longhorn fans know this, and I'm sure Arizona State fans remember this. You know, on that 4th-and-13 play in the Peach Bowl, and they're down to their last down, Quinn Ewers was always just kind of cool as a cucumber, makes a perfect throw on 4th-and-13. But Golden was the one who had to get out in front of the guys to make the catch, and he did, and it was a huge grab for them. He made those kind of catches throughout the year. But more important, his mentality. He carried that kind of mental toughness he had to have growing up to the football field with him. I think it's a fabulous pick for the Packers. And I don't know if put on the show is the right way. Put on a good show when he did with there. I love the jacket, and he's just a great young man. And I'm really excited for him landing in the first round and landing with Green Bay.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. We have Craig Way, the Texas Longhorn play-by-play. Not just play-by-play, you've been doing this 32 years, is that correct?
In the booth, I think it's 24 years in the play-by-play role, been in the booth like 33 years. I was the analyst for several years, so it goes back a little bit, but I've enjoyed it and enjoyed getting the opportunity to call games with guys like Matthew Golden making big plays the way he did. And like I said, he was just clutch and a guy who always took a great work ethic. Listen, I know you guys know all college football head coaches, they want their guys to have a lot of discipline and really be dialed in. Steve Sarkisian suffers no fools. He wants guys who are willing to work, who want to get in there and grind, and he fell in love immediately with Matthew. And I will tell you one kind of funny story. When he first started playing and doing well, everything was Matthew, Matthew, Matthew Golden, Matthew Golden. And Sark, in our coaches' shows and in our pregame interviews that I would do with him, kept referring to him as Matt. Yeah, Matt did this, Matt did that, or whatever. So we had a post-game show after a game. He'd had a big day, and it was relatively early in the season. And I said, hey, I want to ask you something. I said, everybody's been calling you Matthew, but I know Coach has called you Matt. And I said, I want to make sure I'm calling right. He goes, just call me Matt. I don't know where that Matthew stuff, how that got started, but just call me Matt. So like the next 2 or 3 games, I'm calling him Matt on the air, on the broadcast. And the media relations guy for Texas said, why did you shorten his name? And I said, because he's told us to. He said, he did. I said, yeah, on live radio. He said, just call me Matt. He goes, we better double check on that. I don't think his mom wants that. And I said, will you let me know? So before the next game, the media relations people walk into the broadcast booth and said, hey, his mom really wants
it. Mama doesn't want it.
I said, you know what? I said, that's fine.
So mom makes the rules.
We do the game. Yes, and he had another big game. And after the game, we got him on the post game. And I said, just once and for all, I want to make sure I got this right. We're back to calling you Matthew now. And he actually said in his quote, yeah, my mom didn't want me going by Matt.
I love that. You know what, Craig? Yeah, my mom still texts me even when I'm on this show, and she'll give me corrections and tell me what I need to do. So us Texas boys, you know, we just we do what mama says, and we just make sure that we follow and fall in line there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess my statement about all of this is that he's a family guy, and he wants to please his mom and his grandma and everybody, and so that's a statement about the young man. It's like, look, I may be Matt on the practice field, but when it's out there for everybody else, I'm still Matthew Golden.
I love that. Yeah, that he'll fit right in up there in Green Bay, because that's what it's about. Midwest mentality, family comes first, and you just got to make sure that you go out there and you do it for not just the name on your back, like for yourself, but for everybody that came along for the ride. So I do want to talk about Baron Sorrell?
Sorrell,
yeah, the fourth round pick that the Packers got. Everybody's talking about him as that could be one of the steals of the draft. If this edge group wasn't so deep across the board, where there were a lot of guys, like, everyone's feeling pretty good about that. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about Baron.
This is another guy that you Packer fans are really going to enjoy, and in that evidence by the fact that Baron went up there knowing he wasn't going to be drafted, certainly in the first two rounds, and maybe not the third round. He didn't care. He wanted to be up there, and he wanted to be around the draft, and he wanted to be around Green Bay. And so it was just an extra thrill for the Packers to take him there. He's a guy who made steady improvement throughout his collegiate career. It's different than with Golden, because Matthew was only with Texas for 1 year. Baron was there for the balance of his entire collegiate career. He was actually recruited by the former head coach, Tom Herman. So he went all the way through it, and all he did was make steady improvement. And Texas throughout the last few years has had some really good defensive linemen, and several are playing in the NFL right now. And there's no reason to believe that Baron won't do it, because he's got great handwork and that is, what do they call it, the get off the ball speed, you know, that kind of stuff, get off the line of scrimmage and win the battle in the trench. All of that is really good stuff to Baron Sorrell. He's a real good listener and is dialed in, and it was always a pleasure to visit with and to watch on the practice field as well in the game. So I agree with you, Mason. I think, we use the phrase steal a lot, or, you know, that's a real steal of the draft, or a real dark horse selection, whatever you want to call it like that. Anybody, I guess, that's falling below the third round of the draft has the capability of falling into that category, but I think he's a great addition for the Packers to get him in the fourth round, and a guy who will grind. He's a worker and like I said, a really good listener.
Oh, that's awesome. We got Craig Way on the Mason Crosby Show, the Texas Longhorns play-by-play. You can find him at Craig Way 1 on X. And yeah, I think that's exactly what the Packers needed, was a motor guy. It was like they found the guy that it's like he's going to give it every down, just compliment Rashawn Gary on the other side, be kind of that player that can fit in, you know, whenever they need him, and he's just going to be disruptive. So I love that pick whenever I saw that. I do want to hit on something just kind of in our past. So honestly, it kind of took me back, like, hearing your voice. Because, you know, obviously growing up there in Georgetown, like, I heard your voice for a very long time, on air and, play by play and, doing stuff with the Longhorns. And unfortunately, you were probably calling, some of those games, whenever Texas Longhorns throttled my Colorado Buffaloes there in the Big 12 championship. So, their way to a national championship.
Well, if we're being completely honest and completely fair, yes, I was. I was on the call in that 2005 Big 12 championship, and I still joke around with Joel Klatt about that, you know, when I see him.
Yeah, exactly.
But if we're being completely honest and fair, I was also in the booth in 2001 at Texas Stadium, when the Longhorns, all they had to do was win the Big 12.
That's
over
right.
A team they had beaten 41-7 during the year, and they couldn't get out of their own way that night, and Colorado played great, and the Buffs won the Big 12 championship, and Texas, as a result of that, had to settle for the Holiday Bowl, because they couldn't get, they would have played in the national championship game had they won, and couldn't get it done. So they were 1-1 against the Buffs in the Big 12 championship game.
You know what's funny about that story too is I was at, like, I was with my friends in Georgetown watching as a Texas, like, I was like watching Texas, and we were like, you know, so shocked Colorado came, like, they weren't on my radar as a team that, like, that's where I might end up at that time. And I actually went with some friends to the Holiday Bowl and watched the Longhorns game in that bowl game that very year. So Yeah, I have, you know, obviously deep roots there, and you know, love what you do, Craig, and really appreciate your time and you know, jumping on. And I heard some bad news about Dos Salsas there in Georgetown. Is it back up and running, or are they still shut down?
Yeah.
Down there?
No, it is, and that's one of our favorite places. And yes, for folks who don't know, Dos Salsas is a place that's been around a long time. Great Tex-Mex location. It is a favored spot of the Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan. He's in town a lot and does things, so he's there. And what Mason is referring to is there was a deal a couple of months ago where all of a sudden the doors were closed at Dos Salsas. And so we kind of checked, why are the doors closed? Well, it was kind of closed by the health department. There were some issues there.
Kind of.
But then within 30 days, they were back open and up and running, and they're packed with fans and restaurant doors. And so I asked somebody else who lived in Georgetown. You may know him, Mason. He works in the White Sox front office. His name is Gene Watson, long time.
Oh, yeah, I know Gene. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, Gino, you know, I'm talking to him about it. I said, hey, did you hear about Dos Salsas? And he said, oh, that happens about every 2 or 3 years. They get shut down for 30 days. They get the place cleaned up and cleaned out, and boom, they're ready to go again. And so they're up and running again. So there you go. I was told a long time ago, the best time to go to a restaurant is shortly after they've reopened, because they're really minding their P's and Q's, at least for a while.
Exactly, Craig. I love that story because I feel the same way. It was like, I mean, I think the expectation was that they were always going to shut down every few years. Something was going to happen, and then it's like, yeah, you come right back you know, with a vengeance. And it is, if you ever go through Georgetown, Texas, anyone listening, if you're ever in Georgetown, Texas, go to Dos Salsas. You will not be disappointed. It is the best.
It's just off the square. My personal favorite is the Tampa Kenya. You get that steak with the enchiladas. It's
oh, steak with enchiladas. I'm in for that. Let's go.
It's great. The Tampa Kenya. That's what you want there.
I love it. I love it. Craig, I really appreciate you. And yeah, we'll have you on again maybe next season as we watch these Longhorns on this on our Packers team. And you'll just check in to see how your Texas Longhorns are doing down there as well.
Mason, I'd love to do it again. And one of these days, I'll make it up there for an actual game. I went to my only trip to Lambeau was in 2017 to see Billy Joel in concert.
Nice.
And I really enjoyed that. But I'm going to make it up that way to see a football game in Milwaukee's one of my favorite towns as well. Brian Anderson, another Georgetown native.
Exactly. I love Brian. Brian's the best.
Yeah. BA's a great guy, and enjoy visiting with him. So yeah, I love the state of Wisconsin, and in fact, my son is getting ready to he's engaged now to a Wisconsin girl from the, I guess you guys would know it, the small town of Phillips, Wisconsin. Is where his, yeah, that's where his fiance
that really is
from.
Small
that is small. Yeah, yeah. I don't know that one.
It's, I think they said it's a town of about 5,000 or something.
1,500 I got right here.
1,500. Oh my God.
Yeah, small town. So they're, yeah, yeah.
It's up by Minocqua.
I love that.
About 270 miles north of Milwaukee.
Okay, I might. Maybe I've been to Phillips. I love going to Minocqua.
You might have driven through it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great stuff.
All right, Craig. I appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you, Craig.
Mason. Hey, Mitch. Great to be on with you guys. Anytime.
Absolutely. That's Craig Wave, voice of the Texas Longhorns, giving us the skinny on the Packers' new draft picks. Mason, I feel like we have a new best friend. Right,
man, I love that. Yeah, I love reminiscing about my hometown. Like, you know, I had to bring up Dos Salsas because it is it is the spot, and it is always like kind of, it's riddled with controversy in that regard. That it's like, you, no one cares that it gets shut down.
Right,
for health inspections.
Dude, this is Texas. We eat. This is how we build our immune system.
You're like, yeah, I mean, whatever the seasoning is, whatever those you know, those cockroaches, whatever they find in there, whatever it's given us, like I'm all about it.
Yeah, most places steak and enchiladas are separate meals, not at Dos Salsas. You get those together.
You get it all.
And I'm here for it. I cannot wait to get at some point I will get to Georgetown, Texas. I'm sure it's to like, I'll do like the radio show during your mom's golf event.
Y'all should come. Yeah.
Well, probably not this year, but maybe, you know, but we'll do it at some point.
All right, boys.
And we'll do a fundraiser, and I will definitely eat all the steak and all the enchiladas.
Yeah, you will.
We've got some Packer sound we want to get to next before we get to Drew Wagner at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. So let's hear from some of those draft picks next. Again, our thanks to Craig Way. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nels. Tommy Wirtz here as well. It's the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon.